Nothing will ever be the same in Turkey.
The coup attempt that was made, and thanks to God, failed that day, can be qualified as a milestone for Turkey. In order to understand why, it will be good to remember what happened on that day.
Horrific scenes took place during the events that started on the night of July 15th and continued until morning the next day. Tanks ran over innocent civilians, elderly women, and even children were fired upon. 240 people in total were martyred. Additional thousands were injured in the events. Five airplanes, 37 helicopters, 246 tanks and armored vehicles, 3 ships and more than 4,000 light arms were used, and over 9,000 soldiers participated in the coup attempt. Bridges were blocked, the Turkish Grand National Assembly and the Special Operations Department were bombed. All these attacks were repelled by President Erdogan's urging people to take to the streets, and through the self-sacrificing and vigorous efforts of the people acting in unison with the security forces.
All that happened on the night of the coup attempt are significant in indicating that everything will be different for Turkey from now on. As anticipated, July 15th has become a historical milestone, a turning point. It ushered in a new era. One of the things this new era brought along was August 17th Democracy and Martyrs Rally.
The rally that was held in Yenikapi, Istanbul, witnessed various firsts. Participated by some 5 million people, it was the most crowded rally not only in the history of the Republic of Turkey, but perhaps in the history of the world. At the same hours, millions of people in other cities of Turkey gathered in public squares as well. The millions who gathered in the rally area did not represent a particular section of Turkey, but the whole of the country. Sunnis, Alawis, the religious, atheists, communists, or Turkish, Kurdish, Laz, Circassian, Jewish, Armenian, in short, people of all ideologies, faiths, sects, and parties were there, leaving the political party flags at home and taking Turkish flags along. People took to the area and virtually turned the rally into a sea of red and white, the colors of the Turkish flag. The sides, which had been worlds apart before the July 15th, were banded together against the coup.
The political party leaders who before July 15th would not speak to or even shake hands and frequently made quite serious accusations against each other came together on August 7th. President Erdogan and the leaders of the 3 biggest parties in the parliament gave messages of unity and solidarity.
What has happened after the coup attempt in Turkey is truly admirable. The attempt eliminated overnight the polarization within the Turkish society, which was hitherto deemed all but impossible. It united all walks of life on a common ground.
It paved the way for Turkish nation to unify in brotherhood and amiable collaboration, to protect democracy, secularism, freedom, and national will. It demonstrated to the entire world our nation's bravery, Tennessee, determination, and readiness to boldly sacrifice its life when necessary. It may be that the coup plotters would not have attempted the coup at all had they known it would lead to such an outcome.
The millions who assembled in public squares on August 7th sent crucial messages not only to Turkey, but to the entire world. The most significant among these was the image of a Turkey standing united as one nation, one body, one heart, one voice, against coups, terrorism, and occupation. On the night of July 15th, the people of Turkey gave due response to the bloodthirsty, ruthless, lawless coup plotters who tried to seize power by force.
The Yenikapi rally reaffirmed its response once and for all. It became a spectacular show of strength by the people of Turkey. Hopefully, the groups who devised shady schemes aimed at Turkey will take their lessons from this dignified and stalwart stance and concede. So what comes after this? Turkey is going through difficult times that demand utmost caution and constant vigilance. However, there is no reason to give way to uncertainty and despair. Besides the hardships, we also witness fresh, encouraging, and hopeful developments with each passing day. The hardships and troubles we go through will open the gates for a more powerful, more spiritual, more unified, and more modern Turkey. The existence of a strong and stable Turkey is essential for the entire world. This assessment is very significant, also from a regional and global viewpoint. In order for the Middle East, the world's most turbulent and strategic region, to achieve peace, tranquility, and welfare, Turkey's existence is an indispensable must. Without doubt, a powerful and a stable Turkey is the guarantor of those supreme values such as human rights, social justice, democracy, liberties, and secularism in the Middle East.